Crystal Craven, and I am a singer, a songwriter, and a worship leader, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this is your weekly devotional. All right, Luke 13, verses 10 through 17. It is quite a few verses this week, but let's jump in here. It says, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.' And he had laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, 'There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.' Then the Lord answered him, 'You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?' As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him." Now, it is always amazing to me to see the hypocrisy of the Pharisees in Jesus' time, especially because we have the words of Jesus to align our perspective with God's. But that's in hindsight. We would all love to think that we would never act the way the Pharisees had, but we, like them, are human beings that are affected by a sin nature. Now, there's definitely a difference that we can notice in ourselves from before we had surrendered our lives to Christ, trusting in Him as our Lord and Savior, but we can't pretend that we are no longer in a struggle against our flesh, or we just might be a little more apt to succumb to it once again. Now, we can also relate to this woman, even if not in disability. We can certainly relate to that need for Jesus. Now, this woman was disabled for 18 years. Now, in America, and even in most other places around the world, that's the age of which we consider someone an adult. So, in the time that it takes for a child to enter the world and grow to full adulthood, was the length of time that this woman had been afflicted with the disabling spirit. She would have been permanently hunched over, you know, unable to make clear eye contact with people, and she was clearly not a concern to the synagogue rulers, who would have undoubtedly seen her come and go in the synagogue. Yet on that particular day, a Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, she happened to be there. Now, this woman never asked for healing, but Jesus saw her condition of her not being able to straighten herself, and he called her to himself and healed her. This is much like our salvation, because we can't straighten our own ways out, being completely dead in our sins. But God sought us relentlessly, sent Jesus to be a sacrifice for our sin in order to redeem and reconcile us to himself, and then it's by his stripes that we're healed. And it took a personal calling and a touch from Jesus to our hearts, much like it took him calling her and laying his hands on her and her immediately being healed. And as this woman had been healed, it says here, she glorified God. Yet the very next sentence is about an indignant synagogue ruler because she had been healed on the Sabbath. Now, it would appear that the ruler couldn't see past the nose on his own face, because he didn't even stop to rejoice in the miraculous healing that had just taken place in front of him, or that the healing had resulted not only in this life-altering easement of her disability, but in the fact that it brought glory to God. So it begs the question, why was he so indignant? Unfortunately, it was actually based on this false belief surrounding what keeping the Sabbath day holy meant in the law. Now, God had designed the Sabbath day starting at the very beginning of creation, and that was to be a day of rest. Now, this was an opportunity, it was supposed to be an opportunity, to rest from the hard work of life. But God, in the beginning, he didn't need the Sabbath when he rested on the seventh day of creation, but he implemented it for us and he led by example. He meant it to be a gift for mankind, not to be a burden to mankind. And much like sin does, it perverts and it manipulates holiness. And the traditions of men surrounding the Sabbath had done just that. Their rules made Sabbath what God never intended it to be. They put this huge burden on the people in how they were to keep Sabbath. But the whole point was to de-stress and rest. And their rules in how to properly keep the Sabbath just became a huge stressor. And yet so often the rulers would create loopholes to these rules that they created in order to carry out necessary tasks such as, you know, feeding or watering their animals. It is interesting that Jesus used that as an example, as he pointed out their hypocrisy too, because to untie a donkey would be to loosen their bonds that it was being held by while it was in the dark of nighttime. And then in the morning, it would be untied and led by the owner to where there was water. So if you kind of look at this in a similar way, Jesus unties our bonds, leads us out of darkness into light to drink freely from him, the living water. Now, the ruler of the synagogue is the only one recorded speaking here, but Jesus' response was to more than one person, because he said, "You hypocrites," plural, as he then specifically pointed out the hypocrisy. And it wasn't one person being a hypocrite. This was directed at all the rulers, because by and large, they were all of the same mind on the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus also was blunt and honest in his rebuke of their hypocrisy, and the rulers, in consequence, were put to shame. In 1 Peter 2:15, the Apostle Peter later wrote, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people." Jesus was doing the will of his Father when he healed this woman, because he only did what he heard of the Father. And the foolish rulers of the synagogue were put to shame for their hypocrisy. When we have a need, we want it attended to, right? Of course. How often do we see other people in need? And what percentage of the time do we actually help? Are there ever times when you see someone in need and you purposely look the other way, or maybe try to justify to yourself why you shouldn't help? I don't mean this to put you to shame, right? It's just that we have to ask these questions of ourselves to learn and glean from what these people did wrong to hopefully avoid doing the wrong ourselves. It can be really hard to have sympathy and compassion for people sometimes, enough to be moved to act in love. But that's exactly what Jesus did. So if we want to be like Jesus and not be like the synagogue rulers, then we need to be aware of our own tendencies to be hypocrites, and we need to spend time with Jesus. Have you ever heard that phrase, "You are who you hang out with"? Now, it's usually meant to be a warning about who you're spending time with so that you don't spend time with the wrong kind of people. But the saying proves true with Jesus too. Because the more that you spend time with Jesus, the more you'll become like him. And as you walk with Jesus, those hypocritical tendencies of your flesh will be carved away, and the spirit that's at work in you will produce good works that will silence the ignorance of even the most foolish people. For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.